In 1981, you're one of the last people to be given an interview by Michael Jackson. Mm. In fact, you met the whole clan. That must have been a lot of names to remember.
Yeah, we did. I walked in, and Michael was the last one to turn up. And it was the last interview he gave. He was very famous at the time. And so I'm sitting there in Los Angeles, in this room, with all the other Jacksons. And then the press officer said to us, now, what you must remember here is all the brothers have a different view on things. So could you address the questions personally? Now, I only want to talk to Michael Jackson. The rest are just baggage. So I'm sitting there thinking, all right, okay, that's fine, that's right. So Michael turns up and I said, we'll begin the interview. So I'm thinking, who's who here? Now, hang on, all right, so we know, Dan, the eldest Jackson used to be president of Yugoslavia. That's Tito. Tito Jackson is there. That's fine, we've got that. Now, the youngest Jackson is the unforgettably named Randy, because one of the other, Jermaine, stayed at Motown. But who are those two blokes? So, okay, let's start now. So I figured one of them used to be in the Parishes in the Daily Mirror. Marlon. Marlon, that's it. And the other one's got two surnames. It's Jackie Jackson. So, which one's Marlon, which one's Jackie? So I figured if I say, while I'm fiddling with my boot, is it always as hot as this in L.A., Marlon? The one who didn't answer must be Jackie, and that's how I sorted the Jacksons out. But originally, I was just going to state a sleepy, dopey, grumpy, you know, the only way forward. Yeah, didn't know the Jacksons were.
Brilliant.
Still don't know.
Well, your own first appearance on television came in 1977 when you were interviewed for a local magazine show.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I ain't got any sympathy with people around my way. They ain't got any idea of what's going on. They can't be bothered to get out of the office and say, we ain't got no sympathy. We're not trying to liberate the old generation. We've got no dopey illusions like the idiot tomorrow we're all ruling the country. Nothing like that. As long as people in this country are trying to stop us doing what we're doing, and that's the main thing.
I mean, are they stopping you now, though? Because you formed your own...
Sampler.
The person asking the questions there was left with a very definite opinion of you.
Yes, Danny, I couldn't really get a word in edgeways, and you know that I'm a pretty big talker myself. Anyway, I thought you were so good that when I produced my first television series, I hired you as the presenter. Things went pretty well until one day you and I had a bit of a disagreement on the telephone, and you were in your office in Oxford Circus, and I slammed the phone down on you. The next thing I know, you'd run all the way from Oxford Circus down to my office on the South Bank, and when I went to pick you up from reception, you were hyperventilating so much I had to take you to casualty. I realised then you really do have to have the last word.
Quite true. Yeah.